This is the TriDot Podcast. TriDot uses your training data and genetic profile combined with predictive analytics and artificial intelligence to optimize your training, giving you better results in less time with fewer injuries. Our podcast is here to educate, inspire, and entertain. We'll talk all things triathlon with expert coaches and special guests. Join the conversation and let's improve together.
Welcome to the TriDot Podcast. If there was an app that did for your triathlon nutrition what TriDot does for your triathlon training, would you be interested in using it? For me, the answer is a gigantic yes. And if that's a yes for you, I encourage you to listen extra closely today as we talk about how Fuelin can power your performance nutrition. And yeah, it integrates with TriDot. Super cool stuff. So let's learn all about it. Our first guest today is the founder and chief nutrition officer of Fuelin, Scott Tindall. Scott has over 20 years of experience in professional sports and is a nutrition coach to professional triathletes and executives. He serves as an expert advisor to companies on nutrition product development and health optimization. He has worked in professional rugby, cricket for Oracle Team USA in the America's Cup, the Toronto Maple Leafs in the NHL, and now with Ironman and Ironman athletes. He holds a postgraduate diploma in sports performance nutrition, master's in sports and exercise medicine, and a bachelor's of applied science in physiotherapy. Scott Tindall, welcome to the TriDot Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Quite the intro, and super excited to, discuss this awesome partnership that we're about to embark on.
Also joining us today to discuss that awesome partnership is TriDot founder and CEO Jeff Boer. Jeff was the chief architect behind TriDot's training optimization technology. He's a multiple Ironman finisher himself who has coached dozens of professional triathletes and national champions, as well as hundreds of age groupers to podiums and PRs since he began coaching in 2003. And Jeff, I do want to point out before we get too deep into this episode, we were actually going to record this episode in Kona with the Kona waves and the Kona ocean behind us. But the time we were going to record, you had the chance to ride in the helicopter above the bike course happening live on Ironman World Championships race day. And Scott was gracious enough to go let you do that. What was that experience like, being in the helicopter watching the professional race out there on the bike course?
It was pretty incredible. It's the first time. Second time I've been in a helicopter. Once was nighttime in Vegas. That was super cool. But this was a whole next level, being out there over the island. Seeing going out to Javi and turn around. It was really, really cool. I think there's six of us in the Hilo, and it was just really cool. If you're not gonna, be able to do a podcast, at least you're called away for something super, super cool. So I had a credible excuse. Scott was gracious enough to reschedule. So appreciate that.
Scott had a very specific response when we told him what your opportunity was. What do you remember what that was, Scott? Do you remember what you told Jeff?
I think it was get to the choppa.
Get to the choppa.
Well, I'm Andrew, the average triathlete, voice of the people and captain of the middle of the pack. As always, we'll roll through our warm-up question, settle in for our main set topic, and then wind things down with our cool-down. Before we get too deep into the show today, I want to give a shout-out to our good friends at UCAN. Here at TriDot, we are huge believers in using UCAN to fuel our training and racing. In the crowded field of nutrition companies, what separates UCAN from the pack is the science behind Live Steady, the key ingredient in UCAN products. While most energy powders are filled with sugar or stimulants that cause a spike and crash, UCAN energy powders, powered by Live Steady, deliver a steady release of complex carbs to give you stable blood sugar and provide long-lasting energy. I personally fuel my workouts with the orange-flavored Edge gel and the unflavored UCAN energy powder. Between their energy mix, energy bars, almond butter, and more, there is definitely a Live Steady product that you will love. So head to their website, UCAN.co, and use the code TRIDOT to save 20% on your entire order. Now that code used to be 10%, but the fine folks at UCAN have upped it to 20% for TRIDOT Nation. So once again, that's UCAN.co, promo code TRIDOT.
Time to warm up. Let's get moving.
There are so many sports to try and so little time to try them all. So even the most adventurous amongst us probably has a few sports that look intriguing, but they have never personally had the chance to try. Scott, Jeff, for our warm-up question today, what sport that you have never participated in would you most want to try? And yes, Scott, this question was 100% inspired by how many sports are in your background. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But what is this answer for you? What's a sport you've never done that you'd most want to try?
Well, I think I think first pointing out that I'm Australian, we probably missed that in the intro. So apologies for the accent if no one can understand me. But I guess probably American football or gridiron as
really?
We know it. Yeah, I think I'd be obviously big fan, lived in Boston, Patriots, Brady. You know, just watching those guys play, it's obviously very different from rugby union and the sport that I'm more accustomed with. But I think American football would be my sport of choice.
I mean, it's very interesting this early to find out you're a Patriots fan, as I am a Miami Dolphins fan. So there's some interesting things for us to talk about the next time we're together in person. Jeff Boer, what is this answer for you?
It's funny that he says that in his background in rugby, because I would say rugby. I grew up playing football, American football. Love that. Played a bunch of different sports, but rugby has always intrigued me. Just the rules are a little bit different. It feels kind of nonstop. So you're not stopping and resting as much as normal football. Had a buddy in the army that played that, and he would always go on and on just about how much he loved it.
This answer for me is cross country skiing. I'm a Florida boy who moved to Texas. I've never lived up north where it's properly snows. I've never been downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, snowboarding, any of that. Never done any of it. And for some reason, cross-country skiing appeals to me more than the downhill stuff. I look at it, and it's probably the endurance athlete in me, right? But cross-country skiing, I've always wanted to try it. Definitely want to do it. We'll get to it eventually before this life is over. All right, we're going to throw this question out to you, our audience, like we always do. Make sure you're a part of the I Am Triad Facebook group. We have thousands of triathletes just talking swim, bike, and run every single day in that group. So the Monday that this episode drops, I will pose the question to you, our audience. Of all the sports out there, which one is one that you've never played before that you would love to try? Can't wait to see what you have to say.
On to the main set. Going in 3, 2, 1.
Triathletes and cyclists love talking about their bikes, and I, of course, am no exception. I am so impressed by the quality of my Diamond Marquee TT bike. Every detail has been carefully engineered and crafted by the team at Diamond Bikes. My Marquee, complete with a custom Tri-Dot paint scheme, sits proudly on the set of the Tri-Dot Triathlon YouTube show for our audience to see. Their bikes are industry-leading aerodynamic machines, and they look awesome. But even beyond that, Diamond as a brand knows how to take care of their athletes. And with 5 different tri-bike models, as well as road, gravel, and mountain bikes, your next bike should absolutely be a Diamond. Tri-Dot and Diamond are a dynamic race day 1-2 punch. Diamond provides you with the Ferrari of bikes, and Tri-Dot training develops your engine. So we are excited to partner with Diamond on some really cool offers. If you are a new to Tri-Dot athlete, we're offering 6 months of the Mark Allen edition of Tri-Dot with the purchase of a Diamond bike. If you are already a Tri-Dot athlete, we are offering a Tri-Dot store credit with your new bike. Head to diamondbikes.com for all of the info and to dream up your very own Diamond bike. We all know just how critical nutrition is to our day-to-day training and to our racing. So thank goodness for the folks at Fuelin who are on a mission to simplify performance nutrition for all of us. And we here at Tri-Dot like what they're doing, so much so that Tri-Dot and Fuelin are now integrated. So your triathlon training and your nutrition plan can officially, finally talk to one another. But Scott, before we get into talking about the software and the nutrition and the integration, I alluded in the warm-up question to just how many different sports you've partaken in at the competitive level. Tell our listeners just a little bit about your personal athletic journey.
Well, I don't think it's as good as you make it out to be honest. But
I'm good at talking people up. I'm a good promoter.
Yeah, you're a very good promoter. So, look, it's certainly a step below probably most of the listeners, I'm sure. So I did represent Australia junior level in rugby union. To play professionally was always my dream. a busted knee. So I did my ACL, MCL, lateral and medial meniscus in a rather vicious contact. So that sort of put the end to that. But, you know, probably in hindsight, you know, out of every sort of, you know, whenever a door closes, another one opens. And so for me, it sort of allowed me to then travel, educate myself. I got to live in 5 countries and did that over the sort of the course of the better part of 20 years, which was fantastic. And, you know, since that time, I guess it's mainly been recreational and certainly an increased focus on endurance sports. I'm a big believer in experiential learning. So I jumped in this year and did my first 70.3 and my first marathon.
All right.
I wanted sub 5 for the 70.3. Yeah, I wanted sub 5 for the 70.3 and missed out on that. Next one, I will have a TT and won't have over 4,500 feet of climbing because I picked apparently a tough course at Port Macquarie to do my very first one on, which a lot of people sort of were very surprised at. So I also had a terrible chest infection and came off antibiotics 2 days before. So no excuses, but yeah, the next one will be a little bit better. And then I did the
next time you'll get it. Yeah, you'll smash it.
Yeah. And then I did the Sydney Marathon just recently in September, and I targeted 3:30 and got 3:29. And I will say that I used TriDot in my training leading up to that. I did concurrent training for a marathon whilst also training for Busso 70.3 and used TriDot and Fuel In. And yeah, it was pretty nice. Up until then, I'd never run over 32 kilometers. And so the plan works. The two integrations work really well together. And given that I've got 2 children under the age of 2, I guess this year's been a bit of a success in terms of sporting endeavors and family life.
Absolutely. A huge success, I'd say. And I'd very cool going on this conversation. I'm glad people have already heard. We've established that you personally have tested out the TriDot and Fuel In connection. What did you think, Scott, of the training as it was getting you ready for that marathon?
Yeah, well, I think I reached out to BJ and said, I don't know if I'm doing enough run training, to be honest. And we all looked at it. And
a common sentiment.
And we looked at it and you know, we said, look, you're concurrently training for a triathlon and a marathon. So we're really happy with it. I trusted the process, which you have to do. Obviously, I questioned it, which, you know, is in my nature. Lots of zone 2 training, some really good interval work, some, you know, anaerobic stuff thrown in there. I still did biking and swimming. And yeah, honestly, I got to race day and I felt fantastic. And you know, coupled that with the fueling and, you know, did it all. And as I say, it worked out really well. It was a very hot day. It was, I think it was 34 degrees Celsius, which is what, up around nearly 100 Fahrenheit and maybe over. And, you know, it was like Apocalypse Now with people dropping left, right and center and just due to the heat. And, you know, I had my hydration and fueling plan and sort of just kept on trucking through, and it was pretty good. So yeah, really, really pleased with how it all went, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure Jeff is glad to hear that, and I'm not surprised by any of that. I am curious because you, with Fuel In, you know, you guys integrate with all the popular training platforms that are out there, and so we're happy to be the newest one that you're integrating with. From all the options out there, you had to train for that race and to train for your half Ironman coming up. What made you want to try it out for your training?
To be honest, it was testing. you know, I was testing the platform and testing the integration and seeing how it worked. And I guess, you know, it's certainly N=1. But I think as we roll this out and we get more and more feedback from athletes, and probably very similar to what you've done with TriDot in the past, you know, it's all about feedback, and we're all about athletes, you know, giving us insights into what they're seeing and how the two of, you know, As you said, we've worked with other platforms in the past, and what we're seeing with those integrations, and certainly, you know, it's a different integration with TriDot because of the AI nature of the training and how it adapts to what the individual's doing. And that's very much how we approach Fuel In as well. It should be adapting each day and each week based on the training volume, the training intensity. So I thought it was super exciting to see a platform be able to deliver a training program in that sort of adaptive manner. So I think the future is very bright, I think, for Fuel In and Tridot, to be honest, the way that they work together.
Yeah, we certainly think so too. And Jeff, let's kind of get into some of the common ground. There's some very cool common ground between our companies, between what we're doing, between what we're doing for athletes, between the way we approach tech and AI and coaching. And so, Jeff, for you, as you were kind of looking at integrating with Fuel In as a nutrition partner of Tridot, what common ground did you see here? What did you see in Fuel In that made you really want to work with Scott and his team?
Really, it was Scott and his team. We first met a little more than a year ago. I guess Endurance Exchange, I had seen them, heard of them. We get approached a lot by different companies with different ideas and technology, and we don't always have time to check them all out. And you could tell even from the first time we met them, the sincerity, their knowledge, their depth of knowledge in what they did, the excellence in which they did that. We continued that with several conversations throughout the year, you know, both doing our due diligence and really approach it things very similarly. I know we sat together in Nice. I think we're going to meet for an hour, and it ended up being two or three, something like that. We just kept talking and talking and talking and joked, like, we should just like start a podcast now. Like, we should have just recorded what we talked about for the last 3 hours.
Would have made my job easier.
Yeah. But so much of Scott and Jonathan's and their whole team's approach, like you just said, he was doing his own groundwork, his own experience, testing it for himself, very hands-on, very committed to quality, very keen to take the long-term approach, playing the long game, doing the long work that's required to get to the end point. So that quality, that's something certainly is in our DNA. And so as we look for partners and want to associate with people, we look for those long-term relationships that are going to be the pioneers, the innovators. They're not scared to go out there and do something that's custom and different and unlike anything else out there. And you're going to make some mistakes and stump your toe, and you want to have a partner there that's going to, you know, help you recover. What do we learn? Let's move forward and make something that's really awesome for our athletes. That's going to deliver, just the legacy platforms just can't do. There's just so much potential out there, and we're just, this is the tip of the iceberg, just getting started. And even Blue Sky and talking about the plans ahead, like what can we do after we get this integration done? And there's so many other ways that we can research and couple our data to be able to provide a whole lot of value for our athletes. So a lot of common ground.
Yeah, there's a couple really specific things that I thought were really cool that we were talking about in Kona with just both of our companies being tech companies that empower coaches to coach athletes in different ways. That there's some really cool kind of common ground there and those that you guys were talking about from a tech standpoint. What are some of the similarities between Tridot and Fuel In?
Tech being, I mean, different tech, but the same approach, the same AI, the same, we're learning from what we're doing and improving. It's not just a template. And that's, it's funny, it goes beyond the tech similarities as we were talking. I don't know if it was Kona or Nice or somewhere, but we're talking even about as we approach coaches and talking to them about the technology. There's so many times, as with change in any industry, they can be fearful or resistance or scared to, you know, they're going to take over their job. And it's not that way at all. We're doing things that human beings can't do. Technology can do things. And it's a common struggle for us both in just educating coaches and athletes the same, that what the technology is and how it can serve you better, help put the coach back into coaching, gives the coaches more time to coach and work with the athlete and not trying to do the science stuff, the tech stuff, the data stuff. Machines can do that. Technology can do that a lot better than we as humans can. And when they learn that and they don't feel like they have a target on their back, someone's trying to put me out of a job, and when they see how it can deliver so much more for their athletes, you know, it's really cool. And so kind of being on that journey, I guess, on the marketing side, the education side, in addition to the technology side is cool. You know, we found each other talking and the other one just be nodding their head. Yeah. That's same experience.
Just on that, what Jeff's saying, I think is so important because we get this comment a little bit with our program as well. You know, is it going to take away the role of a nutritionist, a dietitian? And I actually counter that with exactly what Jeff said. It, like writing a macro program, yeah, it is difficult, but it's not impossible. But it is like not the fun thing to do as a coach. Like writing a macro plan, great. Okay, you understand the science and all that. But coaching an athlete and talking to them and helping them, and, you know, like not everyone can do that. I get that from a financial standpoint. So obviously we are helping those that maybe can't afford to do that. But what I would also say to those athletes where they are on the cheaper platform, actually having a consultation with one of the nutrition experts or even your own dietitian or nutritionist in conjunction with Fuel In, it just makes a huge difference because coaching is coaching, like talking human to human to someone about the intricacies or the difficulties that an athlete's facing, like, and working through those. Like it might be as simple as like, give me a few different breakfast options that I can actually eat. And same with dinner. And then why are you struggling with, you know, eating afterwards? Oh, you know, for such and such a reason, or, you know, what gels have you actually tried in session fueling? And then working through that. And it's problem solving. That's what coaching is. It's problem solving and getting a different result as a result of the intervention that you apply. And so I think to Jeff's point, exactly what you're doing with TriDot, yeah, it's allowing the coach to do the coaching. And it is such an important point for, I think, athletes to understand, but also coaches to understand from, you know, the nutrition perspective with Fuel In and then, you know, with TriDot as well, that it could make life easier and actually allow you to do a far more enjoyable part of your day-to-day job.
Yeah. So I've for a couple of years now tracked my nutrition and what I eat and what I take in during the day with an app called Chronometer, which is basically just a food log, right? You just punch in what you eat and it kind of keeps track of what you eat. There's no recommendations. There's no, you know, plan or anything like that. It's just kind of a way for you to visualize what's actually gone on in your body for the day. So I am very excited to get my hands on Fuel In and have my tried out training communicating to Fuel In and have the two working together. So Scott, just kind of catch our audience up here. Like what is Fuel In and what does it do exactly for the athlete?
Yeah, so it's the world's first training-based nutrition app. Because it syncs directly with TriDot, it provides the athlete with a nutrition plan that directly relates to the training being prescribed. In other words, there's no more theoretical nutrition plans, okay? All the, because of this, you might do this. It is truly fuel for the work required. We remove the guesswork, okay, so that the athlete simply has to train, fuel, and recover. We are built on nutritional science, no BS. It's high protein, variable fat intake, and periodized carb intake based on the training intensity and volume that TriDot supplies the athlete with.
So what does Fuel In look like for the user? When you download the app, you create an account, you fire up the app, what is there for the athlete?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think firstly, athletes should know it is only iOS at this point in time. There's no Android, but it will happen. It's just on the roadmap. It's always about priorities.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
You know, initially the user is guided through the setup process involving some onboarding questions and then syncing TriDot up to Fuel In, along with allowing Apple Health if they want to use that. You require Apple Health, certainly if you want to use a food tracker such as MyFitnessPal or Lose It. We have spoken to Chronometer and are looking at that, although we are just in beta phase testing with our own AI food tracker, which will sit within Fuel In, which is super exciting because you just talk to it.
Cool.
And I think that's a bit of a game changer for most athletes in terms of, you know, tracking macros is one of those things that most athletes hate to do. So I think if we can make it a little bit more fun and a little bit easier, then I think that will go a long way to improve, you know, outcomes for athletes. After they've sort of connected it all, the athlete will run their plan and then fairly immediately they will see their entire week as a snapshot and then they can dive into every day to see their specific nutrition plan based on the TriDot training that's been provided. We do use a carb color traffic light system to assist the athlete with recognizing two key elements. And this is really important for the athletes to understand. So firstly, the color of the day indicates the amount of carbs relative to the athlete's body weight. And so this is in grams per kilogram. So a red day, when they see that, it's lower amounts of carbs. So i.e. around less than 1.8 grams per kilo. It's not low. So we're not talking keto here. Keto would be less than 50 grams. If you think about, you know, 1.8 or 2 grams per kilo of body weight, we're nowhere near that at any time. It's just considered lower amounts of carbs relative to the other days. You then have yellow, which is moderate amount of carbs, so between 1.8 and 4.4 grams per kilo body weight, and then green, which we consider a higher carb day, and that's more than 4.4 grams per kilo body weight. Now, I know those numbers probably don't mean a whole lot to individuals, but certainly they will learn that as they go through the fueling program, because education on nutritional science is very much a big part of our pillars and our endeavor to educate athletes.
Love it. Yeah. Great.
And then the second part of the carb traffic light system is around the individual meals. So when an athlete goes into their day, they will see colors associated with the pre-session fueling, the in-session fueling, and post-session fueling. So red is a lower amount of carbs, around 30 grams. Yellow is a moderate amount, around 50 grams. And green is a higher amount, around 100 grams. So athletes tend to get very excited when they see a lot of green on their day, because they know they're going to be eating a lot of carbs. So effectively with these colors, the athlete becomes conditioned to immediately recognize what the amount of carbs is within the day and also across the week. And secondly, they're conditioned to understand what type of meals they are eating based on the color. So what I always say is, like, think of science 101, think of Pavlov's dog. It is all about conditioning the athlete to recognize something as simple as three colors and understand then what they require. Now, obviously those colors and talking about grams of carbs is important, but ultimately it's them recognizing what those colors mean in terms of foods. So when they see a lot of red, they know it's a lot of vegetables. There's fruits and vegetables thrown in. That's the majority of what their plates are going to look like. When they start to see yellow, they layer on top of that. So they might consume maybe some more fruits. They might have some higher glycemic type vegetables. So think potatoes, other root vegetables, pulses, beans. And then if they see a green day or a green meal, they're obviously thinking, depending on the position relative to a race or a high intensity session, they're thinking they're probably going to be layering in some bread, some pasta, some rices on top of that to get to that total 100 grams. And that's really important for the athletes to recognize that we're not delivering a set menu. We're not delivering like a meal plan where on a Tuesday night you're getting told to eat chicken or fish with vegetables or rice. It's up to the athlete, and that creates a sense of empowerment, because what they start to do is recognize, okay, this is the color, these are the foods I've got in my fridge, I can make this work. Or I'm eating out at a restaurant or a cafe, I look at my app, it's a yellow meal. Okay, I know that's roughly 50 grams of carbs. Okay, I can have the rice, the quinoa, and the salmon. And that meets my macros, that meets my meal. And there's no panic because you're suddenly eating out. It just, what it does is allow fuel in to fit into your day. And I think that's really important for every athlete. A nutrition plan is only as good as the one that allows the athlete to succeed, and it fits their life. And I truly believe the system we've got in place allows an athlete to thrive, because it is adaptable to whatever their lifestyle or their life situation is.
Well, I just have to say, for one thing, I absolutely adore with all of my heart the color-coded system. I color-code everything in my life. Jeff, how many color-coded documents have you reviewed from me in the past couple of years?
Yeah.
All of them are color-coded in some way, but it helps my brain just kind of separate out, this is different from this, is different from this, is different from that. And that it sounds like that's what fueling is doing for me. This is a lighter day and a heavier day and a more medium day in terms of the carb consumption. And it's already speaking to me. It's already driving with me. And I remember the moment I came on to Tri-Dot training. I genuinely, when I was trying Tri-Dot on the two-month free preseason project, I didn't think I was going to like it, because I didn't think I was going to like waking up, looking at an app, and being told what workout to do that day. I was used to just waking up and, oh, do I feel like swimming today? Do I feel like running today? And I instantly adored being told what to do and just not having to think about it, not having to guess, not having to make decisions. And so I feel like, I haven't tried it yet, but I feel like Fuelin kind of pointing me in the right direction of what I need for that next meal. I think I'm going to like that, Scott, but we're going to see once I get my hands on it, that's for sure. For our athletes listening right now, who would benefit from using Fuelin? Is Fuelin most beneficial for kind of the pointy end, the more competitive end of the athlete spectrum? Is it useful for all of our triathletes and endurance athletes listening today? Is it useful for our friends, our neighbors, our spouses who aren't endurance athletes, but you know, want to eat healthy? Who is fueling for? Who should be using this?
I think the easy answer is everyone. So everyone who's into exercise and wants to maximize their nutritional intake for health and performance. That's what Fuel In's for. And I don't think it's any different from, you know, like TriDot, anyone who wants to improve their exercise. And I don't think you have to, I think training's always one of those words where sometimes it's a little bit too full on for some. So we, you know, sometimes we're thinking, oh, maybe we should call it the exercise, you know, nutrition app, because I know for my mum, she hears the word training and she's like, ooh, that sounds way too hard. Whereas if you talk about exercise,
oh, wow,
or just general movement.
That's too serious. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of too serious. So I think in that sense, like anyone who's moving or exercising or training, I think it's certainly applicable. I mean, we have from professional athletes, you know, Sky Maunch, Rachel Zelinkis, Holly Lawrence, a few other male athletes who I can't mention at this point in time, but, you know, they're on it. And sure. Then it goes right through down to mothers and fathers of those professional athletes, to regular age group athletes who, you know, are all benefiting from this. And our view is that a healthy athlete is a high performing athlete. So our focus is ensuring that athletes are educated on nutrition and understand why they are eating the way that they are with Fuel In. And I think that's really important as well. Like what we often get fed back to us is they came in with the view of improving, say, their 70.3 or their Ironman, but actually in the end, they realized that it improved so much more than that. And from a day-to-day basis in terms of improving nutritional habits, that's actually had a significant impact on their health. And that's so refreshing to hear on a daily basis from athletes where, you know, we do recommend getting blood tests done and things like that for looking at health and performance markers. But, you know, when an athlete comes back and says, wow, my lipid profile's completely changed, and my doctor was asking me what I did, and, you know, they might get a DEXA scan done and suddenly, you know, their fat mass index has dropped several points. And, you know, as a human being, they've become a healthier human being. And the carryover is that they actually probably perform better at their 70.3 or Ironman or marathon. Yep. And I think sometimes that distinction between health and performance is lost as well. And so I think what we're really centering on is, you know, educate, again, coming back to education and getting athletes to understand how the two work together and how training and nutrition is going to serve them in the long run.
Jeff, I know we say in your bio, every time you're on the show, we talk about how you've coached professional triathletes, you've coached youth and juniors at a very extremely competitive level, and you've coached everything in between. Just from your time as Coach Boo, working with athletes, what difference did you see in between athletes fueling correctly for the events coming up and athletes kind of not being able to take that as seriously for one reason or another?
The complete game changer. We always had new nutritionists come and work with our kids. We were watching what they're eating, educating them. The ones that were really serious about it took that part seriously too. They were watching what they ate. You know, sometimes their parents are picking them up from school, driving them straight from there to practice, and they had to eat the right things or they're just going to be dead in practice. And I love what Scott was saying about who's it for, you know, everybody being intimidated by training, because we have that same mentality of training, you know, who, you know, using TriDot optimized training, they say, I only have, you know, this amount of time. I don't have very much time. And we always say, well, it's all the much more important that what time you do have is used right, you know? And then his about just being healthy, like being injury free. Say you enjoy, I'm just recreational. Yeah. Wouldn't it be sad if your recreation got taken away because you got injury, this overuse, or, you know, not doing the right training right? So I think all of those things are probably even more important in the grand scheme of things than the high performers. Staying healthy, being healthy, what time exercise that you do have, recovering it from it, fueling it well. If you have a limited time to train, well, wouldn't you want to go into every single workout ensuring that you're going to get the most out of it and you're going to recover after it? So fueling right is the way to do that. So doesn't matter if you're, you know, crossing the line first at a major race or a recreational weekend warrior. It's just, it's complete, it's a fourth discipline. It's a game changer.
I just think to your point, Andrew, as well, I always laugh when athletes are like, or anyone actually I talk to friends and family, and they don't have this notion of a plan, and they think, oh, that's so complicated and whatnot. And I'm like, but when you've got a plan, you just wake up or the night before you look at it and go, okay, that's what I'm doing. Again, it's removing the guesswork and it's removing that decision paralysis. You just look at it and go, okay, well, that's what I'm doing and that's what I'm eating. And lo and behold, because you do it consistently, you start to get results. And it's like nutrition and training is no different in that respect. If you do it consistently and you do the right thing consistently, over time, you see results. It is actually that simple. And so when people, when friends, when athletes, when anyone says, oh, I don't really want a plan, it's like, why don't you just try it and see if it works? Because it may just simplify your life. And that is one of the most frequent responses we get from, you know, especially time poor individuals, where they're like, oh my God, it just simplifies my life because I know what a red meal is. I know what a green meal is. I look at that. I have my regular four choices because we're all creatures of habit. We all eat very similar meals throughout the week. And yes, occasionally we go and mix it up. But when you know what your red breakfast is, you've got your two or three choices, you just eat it and you don't have to think. And I think in today's world, technology should be making life easier, not more complicated. And unfortunately, so many things are making it more complicated at this point in time. Like, you know, and we will get better. I know we're nowhere near perfect, and probably the same for you, Jeff. You'll probably agree. It's like tip of the iceberg of where we are, but the systems that are in place within, certainly within Fuel In, are definitely in the right direction to simplify an athlete's nutritional intake. And I think that's a huge part of what we're trying to deliver to the busy, the time poor athlete or the time starved athlete.
I was talking in Kona with Tri-Dot coach Josera from Spain. He's one of our head coaches in Spain. Wonderful, wonderful guy. He's been on the podcast a few times now. But Jeff, Josera had a quote from you that you said this to Jose about Tri-Dot. You said Tri-Dot right now is the worst it will ever be. Because every day it's getting a little better. Every day the data set is getting bigger. Every day the technology is getting smoother and better and faster and smarter. And I've worked for the company for over 4 years. I had never heard you say that before. And I just got chills. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so true. But that's echoing exactly what you're saying, Scott, about both companies. As the AI improves, as the tech improves, as the understanding gets better, as the athlete experience grows. Yeah, just onwards and upwards. But by now, Scott, I think our athletes kind of get a general sense of what fueling can do for them and how it works, what it does. I kind of want to take a step back and hear how you got started in the first place. I mean, how did Fuel In come to be?
Yeah, well, it started on Google Sheets, to be honest. Anyone who's ever talk about this, I literally was mirroring an athlete training program. So they were on a different platform and I was mirroring that on Google Sheets. It was actually an athlete called Sarah Pianpiano, who was a female pro athlete under the guidance of Matt Dixon. I started working with her because she had a heap of gut issues and fueling issues. And so we started working together and I started developing this system whereby I mapped out every pre-session meal, in-session fueling and post-session fueling and all the macros across the day. And it took me forever to do, to be honest. I think it was taking me about two or three hours when I first started to build out her program. And that worked really well. I remember in 2019, she podiumed at every race she competed in that year. Unfortunately, Kona didn't go well. She got seasick in the swim. She was a terrible swimmer. And she will absolutely say that. So I don't feel bad about saying that. But Sarah was amazing to work with. And she provided me with a lot of feedback as to what we were doing and really helped to devise the system. The color coding system actually wasn't my own. I don't ever claim to say it was. It was based on a paper that was written titled Fuel for the Work Required by James Morton from Liverpool University. And that was sort of a paper that he was one of my lecturers on my postgraduate studies. And he was just super smart guy. He's worked with Tour de France and all sorts of other Liverpool Football Club and whatnot. Just a fantastic individual, James. And I thought his framework for how he, you know, delivered this, you know, periodization of carbohydrates, which has certainly changed since that initial paper. And, you know, the ideas of training low, sleep low, and, you know, then training fasted. He certainly, you know, will be the first to admit those sort of thoughts and processes have changed. And it's gone through that evolution. I think athletes are now catching up to that, that perhaps fasted training isn't the thing that everyone thought it was. But, you know, I went from Google Sheets, and then I was lucky enough to meet Jonathan Lee, who's co-founder. We were put in touch by Matt Dixon, actually, and he was an age group athlete. And so we set up a company, created a web app initially, had athletes, and we were testing it and had athletes paying for that, which I thought said something when athletes were willing to pay actually $100 a month for a web app. It was pretty unique. And so we went from there and then gradually continued to evolve it. And then we've got a fairly small tech team, but we managed to create an iOS app. And I think we're just coming up to 2 years now. And onwards and upwards, you know, integrations with yourself, with Training Peaks, Today's Plan, Final Surge, and I think just under 1,000 monthly users. And it's all heading in the right direction, as you know, as you said, and as Jeff said. I think it's a long way from, what was the quote? It's probably as bad as it will ever be. I think that's probably a good summation of where we're at as well. Like, one thing we've never spent any money on, and probably a lot of athletes will agree, is the UX and the UI. It's all been by ourselves. So I think the first thing we will be doing is completely revamping the user experience to make it look a little prettier. But the focus has always been on the functionality and that, you know, the algorithm in the background and what it does and ensuring that athletes are fueled correctly based on their purpose and what their focus is. And for me, like, there's a lot of shiny apps out there that look incredible when you open them up and then you try and actually do something with them. They just don't do anything. And you're like, oh, well, it looked good, but the function was just very poor. So I think we pride ourselves on the results we get, again, from a health and from a performance perspective.
Yeah, I think we could say safely that there's some shiny looking apps that claim to do what we can do, and they certainly cannot do what TriDot does. That's for sure. We are one of a kind in the training space, and I know Jeff will be the first one to say that. But Jeff, I'm curious to hear, you mentioned that at Endurance Exchange in Austin, Texas, you were connected with Scott. Some conversations started going, and you know, for you, with all the different apps and the different things that we do get approached by to potentially work with or integrate, you know, what made Fuelin stand out as, oh man, like, our TriDot athletes would benefit so much from using this for their training as well. What kind of made you really want to focus on this as our next integration?
Well, I mentioned quite a bit of it earlier, just the dedication, the attention to detail of Scott and Jonathan and his team, and actually being hands-on, working with it, and not having a shiny looking thing app out there that there's no substance behind it. And so all of these things, getting to know them back then, you know, in learning about them, of course, reaching out to all of our coaches across the world and asking who'd heard of them, who'd worked with them, and just getting good initial feedback. So I know Rennie Carfrey had an athlete, Colin Cook had many athletes. So there's a lot of personal experience in the results. Like with our training, that's one of the things that we go for. It's not a philosophy, a theory, theoretical. It's what delivers results and repeatable results. And so Scott just said it a second ago. He prides himself on the results that he delivers for athletes, you know, not how it looks, not these other things. And you need to do those eventually, yeah. But having a priority of the algorithm and what's going on underneath the hood. So what is that? And has the hard work been done, the years of research and all to be able to deliver that? So that's been great. Just having that comfort, I guess, and a long-term mutual commitment to excellence and partnering, and knowing that, you know, that there's so much more that we can do and having him, he's talking just about the Android, but I know there's other things on their roadmap of things that they're excited to do and see and deliver, and that healthy hunger, but good enough never is, and let's keep improving together.
So I'm curious, Scott, on what this integration looks like for the athlete. You've been using these both in tandem together. For a Trotted athlete who also gets a Fuelin account, how will the two talk to each other and work together?
Yeah, it's pretty seamless. As I said, when the athlete onboards, they provide access to TriDot. So Fuelin will get be able to receive messages from TriDot. And so that makes it very easy. If the athlete wants to use Apple Health, as I said, they just need to ensure that that's connected at the time when they download the app. And again, it's a step-by-step process. And then that allows them to use what you described, the macro food trackers. So MyFitnessPal, Lose It. And I think that distinction, again, with, you know, they are macro trackers. That's simply what they are. They tell you the grams of protein, fat and carbs and total calories, but they're not actually taking into account the amount of training you're doing or when to eat those meals. So whilst we use a macro tracker within our app, we're actually a nutritional planning system. And that's the big distinction between what we are. Like, people will say, well, what's the difference between you and MyFitnessPal? It's like, well, yeah, we can use a macro tracker, but we actually plan out your nutrition as opposed to just tracking it.
Yeah, no, very, very cool. I can't wait to get my own hands on this and myself using these two kind of back and forth. And I always love it, Scott. I do want to kind of talk about this because at TriDot, we have a very in-depth system for kind of taking care of athletes. We have our customer support. We have our ambassadors to help answer questions for newer athletes, all sorts of things to make sure our athletes are educated and having a good experience with the brand. And talking with you guys, Fuelin also goes above and beyond in taking care of the athletes, making sure they're educated, making sure they understand what they're seeing in the app and can use it properly. So just talk to us about what Fuelin offers in terms of athlete support and nutrition coaching.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I think we're huge believers in education and support. And so the athlete receives a very in-depth nutritional support guide when they're onboarded to assist with that journey. We have live Q&A on a weekly basis. There's also in-app chat to provide support. And there's a coach-supported Facebook group. We do have differing programs within Fuelin for coaching support. So two programs, one called Copilot and One-to-One, have unlimited support in the form of chat in Fuelin. They also have the ability to get reports analyzed by the team, reports such as DEXA scan, bloods, metabolic testing, etc. That's all part of that program. One-to-One also has weekly video calls with their nutrition coach. For Pilot and Autopilot, which are the cheaper tiers along the program, they also have the ability to book a consultation. As I said, I think it's one of those things that I would encourage every pilot and autopilot athlete to do at the time of onboarding, because I think it just gives that human element to it, which it just pays dividends in the end. And the overarching response and what we see in terms of success is those athletes that do have an initial consultation at the start, when they start to use the program, their outcomes are always better. And so that's where I think the support can come in. And again, like some people will, you know, talk about cost of programs and things like that. And I think for, you know, a consultation of $100 with some of the coaches plus a $39 monthly fee, for $139, you get a daily, truly personalized nutrition program based around the work you're doing, i.e. the training that TriDot's getting, and a human-to-human 30-minute consultation. You go and see a dietitian or nutritionist in person, that's probably going to cost you upwards anywhere from $180 to $350, and you'll end up with just a static PDF and some theoretical guidance. And so I think when you actually step back and you look at the value for money, it is quite exceptional.
An attribute of TriDot and Fuelin we haven't talked about yet is both are adaptive. TriDot training is adaptive in terms of what your workout sessions are. Fuelin is adaptive in terms of what you're being given, because what you're being given is based off of your workout session. So Scott, when we say Fuelin is adaptive and it's going to change based on what your training is telling you to do, How adaptive is it? Is it flexing day to day? Is it seeing, you missed this workout, you skipped that workout? Is it going week to week? What can an athlete expect in terms of how much it actually changes based on what you're doing?
Yeah, it's a really good question, actually. So obviously we base it on the work that is planned out based on the TriDot program the week before. If the athlete wants to rerun the plan on a daily basis, they can just simply hit the button, rerun my plan, and then that will update in real time. One thing we are working on with Garmin and then the integration back to TriDot is that in real time, every hour, it will actually update based on the training that the individual is doing. Now, saying that, even with, and again, it's something athletes should understand, and I think I saw this with TriDot as well, is that sometimes missing a training session isn't going to suddenly radically change everything. Like, okay, you missed a 60-minute run. It's not like we're suddenly going to drop you 500 calories or something like that, because it's the entire week that we're accounting for. So I think that's really important, again, for athletes to understand that whilst you may not change, you may not hit all your sessions, throughout the day or throughout the week, it probably won't have that big an impact on the overarching nutrition plan for the week, because it's big picture. Look at what's happening over 7 days rather than in that exact moment. And if you follow the plan for the 7 days, you'll still get the result. Now, you can update it in real time, much like how a TriDot automatically goes through. But I think in the overarching scheme of things, your nutrition will probably only change very slightly based on that change in training that actually happens.
Yep. Jeff Boer, while we have you on the podcast and while we're talking about the dynamic nature of TriDot training, this is a question I see every so often in the Facebook group, is people wondering, you know, how much does a missed session affect tomorrow? How much does things, is it more day-to-day? Is it more week-to-week? Can you just talk to us about kind of same question for TriDot? I mean, how much does what you do day-to-day affect what you're doing tomorrow?
It, like Scott said, it depends on what was missed. And it's not just one session. It's like a school. I equate it to you're learning something. You don't do good on a quiz. They're not going to fail you, send you back. You know, nothing radically changed. You get a little remediation and then you move on. You make it, and in training, you don't make it up. Sometimes it's, if you missed an intense session, you might have a little bit more intensity later in the week. And so those three intervals increase by 2 minutes apiece. It's not a big major thing. It's the cumulative effect. But if you start missing multiple workouts, 2, 3, 4, 5 a week, you're going to see some more dramatic changes in there. Ours goes through, I don't like the word adaptive. I almost cringe when I hear it, because there's things out there that it's more of a template, and it's just like you run 1 mile this week, 1.5 miles the next week. And, it's very basic, very rudimentary. One of our phase generations, when that happens, there's more than 11,000 simultaneous calculations happening every time, and it's not radically changing every time, but there's so many different things that are being optimized to account for that athlete to have the very best training that they can. So I guess it really depends on, what was missed and how long it was missed, multiple things, or is it a quality session or is it easy zone 2 ride?
And it's funny you say, I remember, Jeff, we were talking about this in Nice as well, because we were talking about calculations and things. And I remember I was like, at any one time on the day, there's about 100 calculations going. It probably gives you an indication of how little has to change in nutrition, because you were like, wow, we have like 1,700 calculations. And I was like, okay, you just trumped me. But also on that point, I think something that we often get, and this is something we're working on to display to athletes to understand the nutrition plan a little bit more and continue that education process. But say, for instance, on a Friday, they've got a swim. Now, they may miss that swim and they're like, my whole nutrition plan's got to change, but they're not thinking about what's happening tomorrow. So on the Saturday, they've got their big brick session. They've got their 4.5, 5-hour brick session. Yep. And they're wondering why their Friday is green. And again, going back to the green, higher carb. Why am I eating a higher carb day on a day where I've got a 30-minute swim, or actually I even miss my swim and I've rerun my plan? It's not changing. Why is my carbs not going down? Well, it's because of tomorrow. And because we want you to be fueled appropriately for tomorrow, so that when you go and do your 4.5-hour session that TriDot's given you at zone 3, you smash it out of the park and you feel fantastic. If you're not aware of that and you suddenly do a low carb day on the Friday because you're not training, lo and behold, Saturday sucks, Sunday hurts like hell. You come into Monday, you don't want to train. That's what we hear all the time. I feel very strongly about this. I do get pretty passionate about it. It's like, don't, you know, just look at what's happening in your week to week. Don't focus on the immediate now. And I know, again, we're all told to focus on the immediate and be in the present and all that, but sometimes you actually do have to look into the future to actually see what's going to be required at that moment in time.
Yeah, well, I am very excited to try this out. I'm very excited to hear our tryout athletes get their hands on Fuelin and report back how they're feeling in their sessions. At the end of the day, we want our tryout athletes to enjoy their sessions, get the most out of their sessions, and we believe wholeheartedly that being fueled for them will do that. So, Scott, for athletes listening who want to get rolling with Fuelin, how do they get going? And probably more importantly, what usability tips should we know to get the most out of this integration?
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll share a link with a specific landing page for TriDot athletes to go through. Secondly,
we'll put that in the description, yep.
Yeah, TriDot 20, just as a code, we'll give them 20% off the first month. We just did a Kona special, we only ran it for 48 hours, but I'm pretty sure we could probably reopen that up, which was a fairly significant percentage off. I think it was around 70% off for the autopilot program for the year, which we'd be happy to, you know, because of the partnership, I think we can roll that out again for a period of time. So in terms of the links and all that, we'll share those in the post notes, and that's probably the easiest. And I think as much as anything, it's going to be, what we talked about doing is some live Q&As with the TriDot athletes, continuing to, again, educate them on nutritional science and how to actually maximize that, with whether they're on the program or not. Look, our thing is we just want athletes to understand nutrition and do it better. Now, if hopefully they do get on Fuelin and they see the benefits of that, but you know, at the very least, we just are going to be there to support every TriDot athlete along that way. I think in terms of key points for TriDot users, and this is something very important for them to understand, is there are three key metrics that we use from the TriDot sessions that are really important for the athlete to understand. Now, we use session duration, that's obviously covered by TriDot. Session intensity, that's also covered by TriDot. The session start time is very important. So if you only have one session per day and your training is in the morning before 7 o'clock in the morning, which is the majority of athletes, we default to this. So nothing would have to be done. However, if the athlete has multiple sessions of training later in or trains later in the day or the evening, then you need to go through your week's plan and update the start times within TriDot. This ensures we deliver the plan that is specific to your training week. If you don't do this, it will impact when we give you meals and snacks and what those snacks and meals look like from a macronutrient standpoint. So, and I know the TriDot team has worked on the ability to update and made it easier within the platform. Usually what I would recommend is actually doing it on the desktop version. I find that for every platform, just doing it on the desktop version on a Saturday or a Sunday before the next week, go through, update the times that you're going to be doing your sessions. Once that's done, you just hit run my plan in Fuelin. And as they say, Bob's your uncle, we'll deliver the plan to you.
We have one relatively new feature where athletes can set their preferred time of day for all of their sessions throughout the week. So if they kind of have a schedule at noon, I do this, and afternoon, I do this, morning, I do that, they can set those for the whole weekend and kind of stay static, and then they just change the ones that move on a daily or week-to-week basis. So,
yeah, I think that's great. And I know, not talking about future features, but there was a discussion we were chatting about where an athlete might be able to choose, you know, because we're all creatures of habit. It's like, you know, on a Monday, this is the time I train. Tuesday, this is the time I train. And then it's always like, you know, again, back to nutrition, it's always easier. Like once the plan is set, it's easier to move one session than move every session every day. Once you've got that base plan in front of you, you can, you look at your week and you go, okay, that's my training plan. What's my nutrition plan look like? Oh, okay. So I've got a fair few green days in the week. What's my fridge look like? Oh, wow. I actually need to go out. I need to buy some more rice. I need to buy some more bread, maybe some pasta. Gee, I don't have enough fruit in the fruit bowl. I don't have any sweet potato or potatoes. Okay, I've got to go and get those. What's my protein look like? I've got no fish. I've got no chicken. I've got no tofu. I need to then, if you do that on a Saturday or a Sunday before the coming week, it means you can organize yourself at, you know, Whole Foods or whichever, you know, shopping supermarket you shop at, and go through and actually have everything available for you so your environment is set up to succeed. If you don't have the food in your fridge or your pantry, you are not going to succeed. We can write the best bloody plan, nutrition plan for you. But if you don't have the food to eat, you cannot execute it. And that, again, practical coaching standpoint points. It's all about the practicalities of nutrition. You don't eat macros, you eat food. Set yourself up with an environment that will allow you to succeed.
Great set, everyone. Let's cool down.
Guess what time it is, everyone? That's right. It's Coach Cooldown Tip Time, and I'm Vanessa, your average triathlete with elite level enthusiasm. Our featured Tri-Dot coach today is Donnie Winship. I first met him in Utah at the Tri-Dot Ambassador Camp, and we were actually neighbors at our accommodation. Let me tell you what an amazing person he is. You know, the calm, cool, collected type who has a heart of gold? And he also has this soulful nature where helping everyone he meets is a massive part of his mission. Donnie is a financial planner, and he also founded Bright Owl, which is a product for home emergency lighting, or even those times when it's 4 a.m., you know, that time when you're trying to get your training underway without turning on all the lights and waking up all your family members? Well, this product would be very helpful for you. So Donnie has a long history of swim coaching, including a USS swim team, beginners, masters, even junior nationals. He has been an athlete with Tri-Dot for over 4 years and a Tri-Dot coach for the last year. He specializes in long course athletes and emphasizes swimming and the mental side of training and racing. He is extremely passionate about his athlete successes and is quick to point out positives in absolutely every situation. So I would love to welcome Donnie to the Cool Down.
Thanks, Vanessa. Glad to be here. Looking forward to talking to you. Hello, my fellow Tri-Dotters.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I've recently seen a Facebook post about this little creature that you take pictures of, and the creature's name is Gratitoad. So I would like to know more behind how this all started.
Gratitoad is a little rubber green frog that we got at church. Our pastor passed it out as a reminder that we should always be grateful for everything we do or have in life. Kids loved it. One trip, we went to Washington, D.C. We decided to bring it with us, and kids loved it so much that we just turned it into a family tradition. So it goes on every trip that we go on, and we try to take pictures of Gratitoad. We try to take pictures with Gratitoad as though he's a family member. Oh. And then on my first triathlon, I decided to take it on the race. So he's been on every race with me as well.
Aw, that is so special. I love practicing gratitude with my own family, and my kids call it gratefuls. We talk about our gratefuls all the time. So what a wonderful thing that you have instilled in your children and all of us as well. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, this is all part and parcel to your coach tip for the day about the mental aspect of training and racing. And I know a couple of your athletes, and they say that this is definitely one of your strengths. So what do you share with your athletes about the importance of training the mind and not just the body?
We first started, I say we, when I was a swim coach, my boss and I started messing with the mental side of sports because we found that every athlete works their butt off in training and they become phenomenally fit and just great athletes. And then they'll go into a race and vomit. So we started exploring the whole mental side. For instance, we had a 400 IM swimmer, fantastic taper. She gets off the block and after the 100 butterfly, she was almost a 25 in front of everybody, just undoubtedly fast, and was just going to crush the entire race. And then all of a sudden she stopped and everybody caught up to her. After she got out of the water, we were talking to her and she told us she just freaked out because she didn't see anybody. She thought she did something wrong. Mentally, she was not prepared for the race. And since that point, even in triathlons, I would talk to people and I find so many limiting factors in their belief system that stops them from being the best that they can be. So I listen closely to what athletes are telling me as they're talking so that I can pick up on their mental cues. And then I start probing and pressing to find out where they are mentally. I think every athlete should work on the mental game. It could be as simple as closing your eyes and getting a bird's eye view of yourself succeeding, just convincing yourself that you can succeed. For some people, it's a little bit more difficult. We will probe what their limiting factors are, and then we'll find positive elements. And we'll start interrupting those negative patterns. Usually your thought process is cyclical. Think of it like a record. It just spins in a circle and it's going to play the same thing over and over and over, just the way it was written. So if we have a negative belief written and it's just playing over and over, we're always going to stop or limit ourselves. But if you scratch that record, it stops. So we'll find what our limiting factor is, what's holding us back, and then we will start interrupting that with positive thoughts.
Right. I have a question about how you get your athletes to, first of all, recognize this pattern of thought that they have. And I find that the first step to changing a pattern is to recognize that you're doing it in the first place. And a lot of times, people don't even recognize that they have this negative thought pattern. So do you have any suggestions on how to first of all, recognize that something is, you know, not happening as well as it should in the mind?
Ask yourself why. I guess if you were trying to figure it out by yourself, you would start by just asking yourself the question why. I mean, the tricky part is recognizing that it happened in the first place. And when you do, you just have to keep asking why. Well, why did I do this? Then you'll come up with an answer. I mean, the human mind is developed to answer questions. We're always going to answer questions. If you ask yourself, why am I such a loser? I guarantee you, you're going to find an answer. But if you ask yourself, what am I going to do to become successful? You're going to search for an answer and you're going to start pursuing that. So you got to start asking yourself the right questions, and you start with simply why. So learning how to recognize it can be challenging, but you have to just simply start with the question why. And then when you can recognize it and you start seeing your limiting beliefs or your negative beliefs, once you catch them, you got to be prepared to interrupt it with some positive beliefs.
That's a really valuable aspect of training, you know. And I think that, as you said, a lot of people put so much emphasis on training the body, and our mind is way more powerful than we give it credit.
Absolutely. In any sport, it's 80-20, right? It's always 20% physical, 80% mental. And the mental part always starts with the self-belief that you can do it. And I'll give you a simple example of how we start with many, many athletes, because when you start probing, when I start talking to people and you start probing, if you take it too far, it gets really emotional and we don't want to take it that far. But you can simply just start by reflecting back to that one sports event, that one triathlon where you just felt unstoppable, that when you finished, it was such an overwhelming positive feeling that when you think of it now, you just get goosebumps all over. And then start tying that emotion and that thought to red buoys on the swim, timing mats on the run, turnarounds on the run, turnarounds on the bike. Start forcing yourself to think about that moment in various different parts of the race so that when you run over that timing mat, boom, you're thinking those positive thoughts again. You're on that turnaround, boom, you're thinking those positive thoughts again so that you can keep mentally staying strong.
Thanks for joining us. Make sure to subscribe and share the TriDot podcast with your triathlon crew. For more great Tri content and community, connect with us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Ready to optimize your training? Head to TriDot.com and start your free trial today. TriDot, the obvious and automatic choice for triathlon training.